Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Zane Hijazi's here!
Wow, the crossover episode.
Y'all.
This feels weird.
I know.
But it also feels like normal.
Yeah, it feels normal now. It would have felt weird from the beginning. Now it feels good.
Now it feels normal. And it's nice finally getting to sit back with you behind some mics.
Exactly, because we sit next to each other all day, every day.
Did you fix the curtain behind you? We're trying to look professional here.
Yeah. Oh, like this is going to fucking do anything.
I think this is going to intensify the quality of this podcast.
I think so. Aren't you guys getting a new set for Unfiltered?
Yeah, we are. And it's a fucking bitch. I don't want to get too much into it. Yeah, it's so stressful. I don't want to get into it. But it's just a lot of last minute things, because normally it takes like a month to get a set, but we're trying to get this done in like a week and a half.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, obviously it's not their fault. You know, we're making them do this really quick, but we're kind of like, hey, if we want to work together, you have to get this done at a certain time, because we can't wait another week, because we're already missing two episodes. Yikes. We're only supposed to take a week break, but now we're taking 2 weeks.
Right.
And they still might not think they'll be done.
Is it at Heath's house?
It's at Heath's house. Okay. It's in that room that we had the
podcast. Oh, so it's the same room, you're just redoing the set.
Yeah.
Is it still gonna have like the charm of the first one? It's just gonna be like laid out differently.
Yeah.
Is the couch still gonna be there?
I'm not gonna give too much detail.
Well,
come on, it's a surprise.
I miss it.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. Well, I look forward to it. And you were just getting a massage.
Chiropractor. Well, I don't consider that a massage, because a massage is nice.
Yeah. It's like a deep tissue massage.
It's like a deep tissue torture like chamber like session.
Can I say, Zane, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Zane has been on top of his fitness game more than I've ever seen him in his entire
life. It's been awful. I'm miserable. Like I can't eat anything that I like to eat. Like I used to eat what I like to eat every fucking day. Like from morning to night, I just eat whatever I want. Like you eat whatever you want during the day.
Mostly, yeah.
Every day. Every day. You'll walk in with like at 12 p.m. on a Wednesday with McDonald's. And I'm just like, Matt, what are you doing? And Matt always goes, well, Zane, you see, I can eat it.
I have faster metabolism.
I have a faster metabolism than you.
But I can eat McDonald's every day.
No, I'm saying you can eat whatever you want to the point where you can just, I'll catch you eating McDonald's on a Monday.
Yeah, maybe.
In the middle of the day.
But you kind of, it's like kind of the witching hours.
Yeah.
Like Zane just late at night, it's suddenly like, oh, just need a little something.
Yeah.
But you've changed your snacks, right? Like last time I was here, you had the new Atkins protein bar, which was really tasty.
So good. It tastes like a fucking Snickers bar.
Or it's like, it tastes like a payday too.
Yeah.
I've
never had a payday.
Like a Take Five.
I don't even think I've had a payday either, but I think it's this similar type of consistency.
Yeah, it's very
nuts
nutty.
And the caramel.
Yeah.
No, that's a good snack.
It just has
that
consistency of like a chocolate bar.
Right.
Like it makes me feel good when I eat it.
And you're working out every day.
Every day.
With a trainer.
Yeah, with two trainers.
Damn.
I work out with two trainers. And not because I'm like, I want to work out more. It's just one trainer. I've been with one trainer for a long time, so I don't want to leave him. And then I have another trainer who's Todd's friend from high school. He's really good. And so I want to work with both.
Does one specialize in like one type of your fitness versus the other?
No. Well, they specialize in everything, but I normally do like weights and arms and chest and all that with one. And then I'll do all cardio with another one.
Okay.
So, but there's times where I'll do both in one day and I'm just dying. I'm dead.
Did you do sports when you were younger?
When I was little, when I was like,
Pop
elementary
Warner,
school.
Yeah,
like playing soccer, but like I was the worst.
What game?
Pop Warner. Is that not a national thing?
What's Pop Warner?
Oh, I thought that's like Pee Wee Sports. Like, that's like the name for it.
Oh, really? That's like the league? In,
yeah, I think so. I don't know. I never played it, but like, that's always what you heard about growing up.
Like, it's the Pee Wee baseball.
Oh, they had another word for it when I played soccer. It was.
Maybe it's a New Jersey thing. I don't know.
Like Lil Pals or some shit like that. Yeah. It was like.
Yeah, they like. I guess they branded like it differently.
Lil Pals soccer. I don't know. It was something like that, but it was for young kids.
What was your team name?
I don't fucking know. The team name changed every year.
I was on the Eagles for soccer, and then I was on the Diamondbacks for baseball, and then the Devil Rays another year.
But I didn't play for my high school. I played for like the side, like the park, like the fuck. That's important. The like the park.
Do you want to get it?
Yeah, you can take.
It's not live. You can take the phone call.
Hello. Okay.
And we're back. You should also just try to talk more into them. I get they're not super sensitive, but no, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, I thought you knew these kind of things.
Yeah, is this your first time on a podcast?
I saw you guys like talking like over here, so I was like, oh, I think I can talk far away too.
Well, we'll see how it comes out sounding. I think it'll be fine, but we try and.
Okay. I'll be right here. Yeah, like, and I'm like tired, so I can put my arms down a little bit. And, yeah, like
you're, pretend you're on NPR telling a story.
Do you remember like the first times when we were doing Unfiltered? We originally had you guys like mic'd up, like wireless.
It was a fucking disaster.
Like you just heard the like every time you moved your shirt.
Yeah, but like we just like in our, because obviously we've never done podcasts before. We have no idea how it works, like set and everything, lighting. So we just thought everybody used lav mics for podcasts. So we were just like, how the fuck do these people do it? Like, it's not working. And Heath and Mariah were just reading instruction manuals after instruction manuals on how to fucking work these things. And it was not going. And like, at this point, we were all like, we were about to give up. We're like, maybe this isn't for us. And then one day we just bought like the handheld mics, plugged it in, crystal clear. Crystal clear.
Things are great.
It's like, it doesn't make sense why people use lav mics.
But you guys hold so the mics on. And you go like this on Unfiltered, right?
And that must be nice because you have like kind of something to do with your hands.
Yeah, I like having something in my hand. Like, right. All the time because I don't know. It's just, I want to move around and shit because I don't like to stand in one spot like this.
Yeah, you got a lot of energy. So,
yeah, I'm going to have to hold this because I can't like.
So. Oh, yeah. I've never really thought about that. Though. Yeah. I don't feel like we could do that.
I'm going to take this off.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. We're going.
I'm just going to,
You just slide it up toward you. Yeah. Oh, we're off the rails now, ladies and gentlemen.
Makes sense.
Oh. Wow.
Okay.
You look like, you're about to give a sermon or a sales pitch on anything.
Have you ever heard me try to sell something before?
Yeah.
Really bad. I'm not a good salesman.
No. I know. One thing that I don't miss about being Unfiltered was like sitting there through your ad reads.
Oh, yeah. It's gotten a lot easier now because now we just read off the monitor, off the screen.
Oh, you guys got teleprompters.
Teleprompters.
Well, yeah. Damn. They've always had a screen like right there. But
yeah. And normally that's how podcasts do it. But like in the beginning, we wanted to do more of like a natural feel. But like it took forever because we'd have to memorize everything. And, like, and now we just like, I mean, we understand what we're saying. And it sounds much better, but like it really helps that it's right there.
Yeah,
and we're able to just get everything and not miss anything.
What was your last full time job that you had?
Full time,
before the internet stuff.
Fuck, I wouldn't even say the Mexican restaurant I worked at was a clock in. It was so run. It was run so poorly. But like, I would say that was like the last. That, you know what? That wasn't even full time. I've never had a full time job.
Always part time.
Always part time. Always part time.
I used to work at a Mexican restaurant. Uncle Julio's. What was it? Really? Tex-Mex.
Mine was Mex Cafe.
Mex Cafe?
Uh-huh. In Florida or out here?
In Florida. Okay. Out here? Mike, out here?
I don't know. Maybe you moved here and had to get a job for the first
time. You know this. I moved out here. I moved out here when we were making vines.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if you were supporting yourself full time.
If we weren't making enough money to sustain ourselves, you wouldn't have done it.
Right. No.
You wouldn't have risked it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a huge risk.
Were you a good waiter or a bad waiter?
Bad. Very bad. Very bad. I wasn't even waiting. I was the busser and I was bad at it. I was the runner. Sorry. The runner.
Who, okay. Like, yeah. Just like brought out the food.
Brought out the food, but I'd fucking drop plates all the time.
I dropped an entire Coke on a baby one time. And the mom
like those videos on TikTok when like people drop whole drinks on like newborns.
And the mom just snapped at me. Like the mom was just like, tending to her baby, was trying to have a good day. And then she's like, oh, thank God the food's here. And then she's like, you gotta be kidding me. Just snapped. I was like, ma'am, I'm so sorry. And she was like angry, but then she was like suddenly really cool with me. Yeah. She's like, trust me, I used to have this job. You're good, baby. And I was like, you were just yelling at me though. Oh, one time.
It was just an instant. It was like her baby just got hurt, probably crying.
Right.
Hurt by the acid in the car. and probably burning.
One time, though, when I was a waiter at the Tex-Mex restaurant, Uncle Julio's, you know, you had to memorize the menu. You have to memorize all of the tequilas, all of the different types of drinks.
When you're a waiter.
When you're a waiter.
Got
I was
it.
A waiter.
So it's like, I don't remember anything from
I didn't do that.
Which I'm always surprised how anybody gets a job at the Cheesecake Factory, because that menu is...
It's a novel.
It's extensive.
Yeah, but like... The thing is that they don't change it up all the time. It's like, it's pretty, like, I pretty much know the Cheesecake Factory at this point menu, because everything's the same.
It's a Bible.
I know, but it's very easy to memorize that menu, though, because it's like...
But no, it's like all different types of cuisines all around the world.
I know, but it's so specific, each one, so I feel like it's...
Right. I bet you could convince someone at the Cheesecake Factory that something's on the menu and it's not even on the menu. But anyways, I had to memorize all of these different types of tequilas on top of all of the menus.
Yeah.
And I was going around asking people what they wanted to drink. Someone was said, I want a water. Someone was like,
you want me to get you one? I can get you a full one if you want.
No, that's fine.
We're just drinking your Trulies, though.
Yeah, my Truly.
I was waiting for you to realize that I'm offering you one of your own drinks.
It's Friday. It's past 3 p.m.
Is it there? Do you have a stack
no,
there?
I'll just go. No, I'll go grab it.
You can go grab it. So back to what I was saying.
Yes. Zane? Hair and makeup approved.
Back. Hold on. What was that line? Never mind. I was trying to remember the line from the VMAs, and Nicki Minaj is like, back to the girl that had a lot of shit to say on the press.
Had a lot of shit to say about me to the press. Miley was good.
Miley was. That's. It just reminded me of that. Sorry. I really had to get that
okay.
out of there.
So I'm working at the restaurant. I'm asking people for their orders. This is my first day on the job. I spent like all night memorizing all the different types of tequilas. And I'm going around asking people what they want to drink. Someone's like, I want a water. Someone says, I want a tea. The next person says, I want a tea also. And I'm like, okay, got it. I go back to the machine where you type in all the orders. And I'm like, water, tea. And then I'm like, tea also. And I'm going through all of the tequilas. And I'm like, what the hell is a tea also? What drink is a tea also? And I have to ask the manager. I'm like, can you come over here? I'm like, this person wanted a tea also. And they're like, what? And I go, a tea also. Like, that's a tequila. It's like a drink we have, right? And he goes, I think they just wanted a tea also. And I was like, oh, okay.
That was your first day on the job?
Yes, first day on the job.
Did you keep that job?
No, I then got fired because I answered my phone one time before the restaurant had opened.
Or was it because you asked for a tea also?
No.
Because I probably would have fired you too.
No, I was rolling up the silverware, and I got a phone call from another job I had asking where I was because they thought I was supposed to be there, and I answered the phone call. And someone reported me, and I got fired. And the way he fired me, he just kind of like, he didn't even like fire me. He just asked me a lot of questions and made me kind of fire myself. Like,
how
he was like,
he goes,
so what happened yesterday? And I'm like, oh, I answered a phone call. He goes, do you think you should answer the phone call when you're clocked in?
This was like at the restaurant. Where'd you answer it? Like, where were you when you answered this phone call?
On the floor of the restaurant, but the restaurant hadn't opened. We were just, you know, prepping all the salt and pepper, rolling
all
the
salt. So there was no
customers
inside.
Nobody was in there.
No, nobody was in there, but I answered a phone call. And so what he did was he asked me, so you answered a phone call. Do you think you should have answered that phone call? He goes, now, do you think that you should still work here? And I was... like, well, he goes, do you think this is a right fit for you? And just kept asking me those types of questions.
Oh, that's awful.
And eventually just got me to a point where I was like, okay, so I guess I shouldn't work here. And he goes, I think that's right.
Oh my God. That's bad.
Dude, it was bad.
Oh my God. There wasn't even anybody in there. Like, the whole point of not having your phone out like that is because
there's customers.
But
that's
I'm
like the
still
whole
technically clocked in.
Yeah, we're but you can like, answer the phone 30 minutes before the place.
Was I mean, that your first offense? In this restaurant.
Well, tea also was a...
Oh, no. At least you got paid, because when at my restaurant, I was making $5 an hour. $5 an hour. Which, you know what? Like, I'm a busser and runner, whatever.
That's
$5
illegal.
An hour. I know, but like... I was desperate for a job. So like I was just like, give me anything. And anything was better than Forever 21. Forever 21 was fucking miserable.
Uh-huh.
It was awful. So I took the job and I would leave with like $1 to $2 tips for the whole night. Like the waiters would give me like my brother would give me a dollar. And then another person would get, there'll be like 4 to 5 waiters in there, and only 2 waiters will give me like $1 and $2. And I'd walk away with I'd work probably 4 hours shift, $5, $20, $20, $22, $23 like a day.
Wow.
It was really bad. And I worked till the last day of the restaurant. The restaurant was doing fucking awful for many reasons. It was just run very poorly.
Bad busboy.
Bad busboy. Bad waiters. Bad. The food wasn't that bad, actually, which is crazy. The food wasn't bad. It was actually pretty good, but just the entire restaurant
and
was run.
Did the woman like never pay you also?
$300. You know how much, like how many hours that is?
$300.
That's a lot of hours. $300 she owed me and she never paid me it. And then me and my brother found out where they, because they opened up a new restaurant. You have the balls to open up a new restaurant when you haven't paid all your employees. You have a debt you have to pay before you fucking. So they opened another restaurant and it was like this Greek restaurant. I was like, they went from Mexican to Greek and like, it was just funny.
Just going all over town, opening up different scam restaurants.
And we walked in and they looked up and they, as soon as they looked up, they're like, oh shit, here comes trouble. They're here for the $300 that we owed. We walk up and the guy goes, we'll pay it. We'll pay it. He like does it like a shoe. We'll get it. We'll get it for you guys. And we're like, when? He's like, just give us time. Give us time. And then we left and we like tried calling back and they just never answered. And we ended up going there like a couple months later and closed down.
Oh my gosh.
Closed down.
So she still owes you money?
$300. Yeah.
So you want to send her an invoice?
Yeah. Call her out. What was her name?
Nora. Nora, you fucking bitch.
Oh my God.
I was like not the best, but I was really nice to her. I respected her. I followed all, like I did everything that she asked and I always went above and beyond. Even though I dropped everybody's
dishes. She
straight
up scammed you.
She did.
She probably like hops around town to town.
Yeah, and like she knew she wasn't going to pay me that from the start. Like she knew she wasn't going to pay me like the money that she, because they were closing down because they probably couldn't afford it anymore. So in her head was like, I'm not paying like any of these.
And you're like a 16-year-old kid. What are you going to do? Like,
yeah. Have you heard of this Anna Delvey scandal?
No.
Or like happened like 2 years ago.
I just heard about it last night, so I'm not in the loop.
You don't know about it? No. Well, I've been reading the book or I've been listening to it on Audible, and it's about this girl who, it's like Catch Me If You Can meets Sex in the City, and it was this girl who lived in New York City. She was like 25 and convinced her entire social circle that she was this Russian heiress billionaire.
Yes, yes.
And she
fooled
the hotel into like letting her stay there for like weeks or months on end, and ended up like tricking one of her friends to taking her to Morocco and stole all this money from her, and the entire time was like, don't worry, I got you, just my credit cards are not going through and the international bank transfers are just not going through, but I got you.
Yeah.
And just conned her friend out of $60,000, and then as well all these other restaurants, clubs, hotels she was staying at, $300,000, and is now in jail.
$300,000. Damn. Yeah. I mean, you gotta give her, I mean, not like you gotta give it up for her. But like, that's crazy that you're able to scam $300,000 through every, like through all that.
Yeah.
And get away with it.
I feel like we could all do that.
You think so?
We could easily scam $300,000. Go to Saddle Ranch. Yeah, Jeff, we got it, bud. We'll pay tomorrow. Or like, just check the.
That's true. Yeah.
You go to Saddle, you go to a couple different places. Book the Cabo trip, Todd. Put it on your credit card. We'll pay you back.
That's true.
Do you think you could ever date an actress?
Sure. Yeah.
You wouldn't be like concerned that you can never tell if they're actually being who they are pretending to be?
No.
I feel like I would know them so well where you would know when they're pulling their
acting. But you wouldn't have that like that little thing in the back of your head like, is this an act?
Have you ever dated anyone, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, that's like, I definitely wouldn't think of it like that.
I kind of can see what you mean. Like, I bet they could really get into you and make you feel bad about something.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they have...
They could tug at your emotional heartstrings very well.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm a good liar, so you know what I mean?
Oh, so you feel like you have the same arsenal of weaponry that...
I just want to picture, like, Zayn dating Jessica Chastain. And her just getting mad at you about something.
Just us walking into a restaurant.
Yeah.
Is Jessica Chastain your... celebrity crush?
No. She's just
I have like a
favorite, one of my favorite actresses.
Acting crushes. Like, I have a crush on her craft.
She's a good, she went to Juilliard?
Yes.
Like Elizabeth Moss, she's not my type at all, but there's something about her, the way she acts is like makes you like pull in.
It's so, she's so like sincere, and she's not like the most beautiful person
she's just,
in the
world.
Yeah,
not my type at all, but
she's
I don't
just
know.
Raw and candid.
Yeah.
And like, we were talking about this the other night. I asked you this question. I thought it was funny. What was your science project when you were a kid?
What was my science project as a kid? It was just literally, it was like pennies, and I put a penny in water, penny in vinegar, a penny in soda, and a penny in like Sprite. And then you just watch the pennies, and then you just jot it down. I put it on a giant board. It was the boringest board, boringest science fair project.
Was the name of it like, does it make any sense?
It was so lazy, and you could tell that I put no thought into like my project. I just did not want to do it because I don't like homework. I don't like science. I just picked the easiest thing that I could possibly.
And you had to have like the science fair where everyone walked around.
Yeah,
to your,
mine was up there. It was pretty embarrassing. People just walking by, not even turning their head. And you just stood by your project, just like.
Yeah, it was just like you were on Shark Tank. Like
you're
or
at a
something.
Convention. Yeah. I mean, we all lied on our science projects. Yeah, and
thank God kids are not in charge of science.
You got to hear the one where I lied about my final one. I was supposed to make like veggie. This is awful. We were supposed to make like vegetarian foods.
So just growing vegetables?
No. I had to make vegetarian food. Like just
Okay.
And. I don't think this was a science project. This was just my final project that I had to do. And me and I didn't know what to do. I was like, I'm not a fucking chef. I don't know what to do. And this teacher is so strict. So me and my friend went to the store. We bought like a bunch of Morningstar patties. We heated them up, mushed it all together, put a bunch of spices in it, and just made it just taste like not from the store. And just made little balls and just refried it. And then we brought it in a Tupperware. But it was made just disgustingly. It was just definitely not approved by the FDA. Like it was just not approved. And I remember the teacher just the look she gave to us, we could not, we were trying so hard not to burst out laughing because the face she gave us was that like, this tastes a little familiar, but it's like, but I'm not sure. Because we just put pounds of just everything just to like just to take away from the Morningstar taste.
The flavor.
Yeah, and it was just like the funniest thing. And I got 95 on it.
Did you have to explain how you made it?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. So you can get away.
So wait, but you got a 95?
Yeah.
Was it written in like those grade books? Remember like teachers back like in the day before it used to be all on
computers?
Teachers would have that big spiral grade book.
With really, really thin lines.
Like, really, really thin lines, and they would write out all the tiny, like, your grades. All the students' grades.
Oh. He went to, like, Jewish school. I probably didn't have that shit.
How did they keep track of your grades?
I think they just wrote it like there was 9 kids in the class, so they just probably memorized it. Like, okay, Josh has an A, Danielle has a B, Mike's got a B.
Oh.
Like, it's 9 kids in the whole class. I don't know about the spiral notebooks.
The teacher would call the students up, and like she would have paper like covering all the other grades, and then only show the grade, and then bring up the next student.
You had to go up like one by one. And you had to maintain this like complete poker face going up because you didn't want to like show that like you did really well. And you also didn't want to convey that you're doing really bad. But kids would have to go up one by one and the teacher would just like hide the other children's grades.
And so you would just look like this and just go and then go to your seat and then just sit there and not even. And like kids will be like, what'd you get? And it's like, my lips are sealed. I can't.
What?
That's like a little Hunger Games challenge for like a six.
This wasn't for tests though. This was only specifically for like certain things that we did, right? It wasn't all the time.
I think it was to check in how you're doing.
Yeah. Throughout
it was like
the year.
It was like your average.
Yeah.
As it was getting closer to the end and making sure that you really need to be working hard if you want to pass.
Yeah. So at that moment is when you would probably go see the teacher after and be like, hey, is there any extra credit I can do or just something where I can bring that grade up? So it wasn't test grades, it was just grades in general for the whole class.
Did you ever get detention and stuff?
All the time.
Oh, you were a bad kid?
Mm-hmm.
Why? What'd you do?
I talked a lot.
In class?
I'd always chat. I'd always like make jokes, like talk to everybody around me. And my voice is loud. So.
Oh, is it?
So I never, teachers were never happy.
But
about
like at
that,
our school, there was like the after school detentions, there was like morning detentions, and were like all day detentions, which were called like DMC.
In school suspension, basically.
And then did you guys have like an alternative school called like AEP where if you get like suspended for weeks on end, you have to go to another school and wear like uniforms?
That's okay.
Stuff.
That's if you're doing really bad shit. Like this is like when you're fucking like doing drugs at school, fucking other kids in the bathrooms.
That's when you go to AEP.
That's like really that. Like at that point, it's just like you just can't be in the school. Like you just can't be at, like in any school when you're doing shit like that. For ours, it was in school suspension, and we would. I've never. There was no after school detention for me. I don't think. I think it was detention was during
in the morning.
Actually, no. There was after school detention that I.
That seems like the most standard detention is after school. You have to stay and you can't go and.
Yeah.
And you got detention all the time.
I had detention all the time. And then there was a couple times where I had in-school suspension where I was in. I had to be there for like 3 days straight.
Be where? In
like,
detention?
In a certain room. So it'd be me and like 20 other kids all have to, literally you have to, there's this page that, I don't know what the
you're
page
just doing
said.
Like book work.
Or no, like, no, or, it wasn't like book work.
It was like, I promise never to mess up again.
Yeah,
and
it was
I
that.
Know the consequences
and we had
of my
to
action.
Write it over and over and over again. It felt like it didn't feel real. Like it was a very, why don't we just do work that we need to get done?
So you're missing your classes.
Yeah, the
and
whole punishment.
Further behind.
Exactly. The whole punishment is that you're not doing, you can't do any of your classwork.
But that pushes you further behind and makes you less likely to want to participate.
I know. It was like this weird form of punishment.
We should run to the school board and change.
So how do you punish kids who just won't shut the fuck up like me? Because all you're doing is you're disrupting everybody's learning.
And do they
have... What do you do to punish them? What, you just send them to another room and then they get to do the work? Like, that's almost like a reward.
I'm sure there are studies in, like, at this point in schooling for the way that we have it, there's probably, like, some Swedish study that says, like, oh, you know, if you let the kid dance in front of the class for 5 minutes, that, like, lets the energy out and then they'll go and sit down and be quieter. You know,
just,
like,
I know, but that's...
Sure
that, all right, let's let 4K get up and dance for the class.
No, and I feel like there are places like that, but I just feel like now you're just taking up everybody's time.
Do they have detentions now over Zoom?
Like, oh no, dude, people are bad over Zoom. I think you just get kicked out of the class. You get kicked out for the day, so you just probably get a zero for everything that's being discussed.
That sounds like a reward.
No, you get a zero.
You get a zero.
Oh.
And you're probably paying for the, like, are you talking about college or are you talking about like high school?
I'm talking
high
about
high school Zoom classes.
Any of it.
Because you're definitely not bad in college. Who's bad in college? Like, who's disrupting
no
class
one's disruptive in college?
In college.
No. Either don't go or you go and learn.
Right.
Yeah. High school, because you have to be there. That's when
true.
You decide to...
Yeah, I think you just get kicked out of class and get a zero for the day. And then at some point, I think you might just get removed from the whole course.
Yeah, that's got to be what it is.
What was your score in the SAT?
I don't fucking know. It was always I always got a much higher grade in math than reading.
Really?
Math, I was fucking superb. I'd get over 80. Like, if there was a percentage, I would get
80%.
Over top 80%.
In math?
Or like I would get over 80%. Sorry.
Whoa.
Not top 80%.
You were like
80%.
In the top 20 percentile.
Yeah, for math.
Isn't that how they
for
calculated?
A guy who's good at math, that was really difficult to explain.
Well, that was a long time ago. I don't remember. But the reading one was so bad. Like, I don't know why it was so hard for me. Like, I don't know why I couldn't read two columns and answer the questions for the fucking what I just read. It just and what I would do is I would read the question and I would look for it, but I wouldn't be able to find the answer. In the thing.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be able to answer it. And like the time limit, they give you like 15 seconds per question the way they time it. It's like you have to be really fucking quick.
And timed writings are the worst too.
Oh, the worst.
Especially also when it's like creative because you think you get this brilliant idea.
Yeah.
And you're writing it out and you realize there's only 15 minutes left and you haven't even got to the damn plot.
You could not give me a piece of paper right now and have me write an essay about anything. It's like there's no fucking way I'd be able to get it done. Like just to start it and just I just wouldn't be able to do it. My brain is so fried.
Like
just like
to just talk about the political climate before World War
II. The political climate. I can't even describe like what bread is on a piece of paper. I couldn't fucking explain anything.
Oh man,
it's really bad. I'm like, and that like we're all good at some things. You know what I mean? Like I'm very good at certain things, and I'm very bad at most things.
You got to double down on what you're good at and just
not
give a fuck at what you're bad at.
That's why school is so hard to just like wrap your head around, because you're taking all these fucking courses for things that don't matter in your life. Like why don't I know how to do taxes yet?
But I think it,
you know what I mean?
That's a very important
point. It's like
point.
There needs to be a whole fucking course in school on how to do your taxes, how to pay your bills, how to do everybody needs, unless you're homeless, everybody needs to do that.
It used to be called civics classes. They used to have it in like the 70s. It was like how to be a citizen. And then I don't know when it changed, but they stopped doing that stuff. But you're right.
I feel like
they have that in college.
But don't they teach that like in home economics?
Yeah, but who has home economics? I didn't even have that class.
Yeah. Well, it was an elective. It was an optional elective. Right, that's right. The one where you had like the baby and you cooked.
But
and...
like learning physics as a 15-year-old, oh yeah, you know, the square root of the diameter of the force of mass times, like what? I totally agree.
All the important things were optional electives.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What's your apocalyptic plan?
Probably what I did for my video when we went to Target and then.
Oh, well, that's like for an earthquake. Like an earthquake emergency.
I don't have
kit.
No apocalyptic plan. Honestly, like I always imagine it. I always imagine it in my head. Like it just happens.
What do you imagine?
What would I do?
What is the apocalypse as you imagine it?
Like right now, I don't have any shoes. Like I think about like really weird shit like that. I'm like, I don't have my fucking shoes on. I'd probably go run, grab sock, grab my shoes, grab my phone, grab my wallet, and just run out of the house. Hold on, you said apocalyptic.
But like, what is the apocalypse?
What is the apocalypse? What is it? Is it zombies? Is it locusts?
This is the exciting thing. I think it's fun to figure it out on the go. So we'd probably all meet up because that's probably what we'd do because we don't want to all be separated during all this like all this fucking chaos.
Okay, yeah.
We'd probably all meet up, be like, guys, this is going down. What the fuck are we gonna do? Heath will probably come up with some really good ideas because Heath is like, I just feel like he's so good at coming up with prepared.
He has he has the tools and the weaponry.
Exactly.
Too.
So like I think as long as we have Heath and then we have all the boys and the girls are really good at probably like, you know, certain things.
Keeping
too.
People calm.
So
the girls have their own role. Yeah, so and the guys have their own role.
Well, because we'd all just be screaming and like Carly would be like, okay, guys, hold on. Everyone just calm down. This is what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
We're gonna go to Target and because we're not gonna use our credit cards.
We are not going to Target. Why it's not? Gonna be completely packed. You gotta think about it.
No, but we, I think, all have enough supplies between our house to like ration it together.
And I feel like a lot of us don't eat a lot either. So I feel like food wouldn't be so important. I think more importantly, we need like tents.
Yeah.
Well, we have houses, but like, what is the apocalypse, right? Like, is it zombies? Is it
our houses are destroyed and there's a fire in every house and zombies?
My biggest fear is zombies.
That's not even a real possibility.
That's so like unrealistic.
How
though.
Does a disease like rabies exist and is possible? And you can't tell me that some type of rabid virus like could take over a human.
Will turn people into zombies.
Yeah.
Rabies doesn't have a history of like making animals come from the dead or something.
Like, but he's saying if you extrapolate what rabies does to a person now and you just take it like, you know, 3, 4, 5 steps further. It's basically a zombie.
What do rabies actually like specifically do?
It makes the person rabid and they foam at the mouth and they're erratic in their behavior.
Crazy.
And they attack humans. I'm not talking about the living dead.
Right.
I'm talking about like some just crazy virus
like
that makes people
bit.
Zombie-like.
Oh,
like
got it, got
Dawn
it.
Dawn of the Dead-like.
Or like 28 days later, like you get bit and then like you try and hide the wound from like your family and then... You know, an hour or two later, you start like twitching out, and then
no way, I'm out. And I heard one of the best things you need during a zombie apocalypse is a horse because cars, like, there's gonna be traffic everywhere. Yeah, gas.
But,
is gonna
but horses get tired too.
Horses,
they've been bred for thousands of years.
They're frightened of zombies.
You know this?
They would be scared of just some person like running after them.
Do you know where the closest horse farm is that we can run to if we needed to?
Yes, there's one over there right near the Hollywood Hills where you can go and take the horseback trail.
Okay, so you know where we're going.
Okay,
we were talking about this the other day. Things have been arriving in the mail that we didn't order.
All the time.
That happened for you?
Yeah, it happens all the time. Like I get probably two packages a month. Where I didn't order it.
Is there a return address? Or it's like from a company?
It's from a company or something, but I've never sent this company my address.
I got one of those, you know, Starlight things. Like you see them on TikTok that you have in your room and it projects like a whole a constellation
That's
on
so
your ceiling.
Sick.
And nobody,
which is cool.
Nobody
and I was
you know?
Kind of interested in getting one, but then I was like, I feel like every teenager has these. They're not that cool. But one came in the mail.
And nobody, you know, saying
no.
You that.
I asked my brother. I thought maybe my brother got it, and he accidentally sent it to my house.
Patricia
got it for me. She didn't send it to me. I don't know who did. So
haven't you guys been getting companies sending you stuff for like years?
Yes, but they at least like tell you like,
they DM you or
hope
something.
You love our product and stuff.
And they ask for your address too. Like you have to. No, they don't have your address on file. Like they need your address in order to send.
I don't
you stuff.
Know, but there are some like listservs out there that I think all of our addresses are in a database.
But like if this company is doing it for hoping for you to post about it, that's not the way to do it because if the brand hit you up and like, hey, did you receive your item? That would, you'd be more inclined to post about it.
Right.
But the fact that the brand didn't like reach out to you or anything.
It's like why a mystery
would,
box.
Why,
like what?
It's a mystery. Why would you post it? So like, if, that's not a very smart PR tactic.
There was just no
tactic.
Message in it. Maybe though I would like post me using it and people would be like, oh, what is that? I don't know. Yeah. I would just rather kittens arrive on my doorstep. Than,
Don't say that.
I know.
Do
no,
not
do
say
not
please don't do
kittens.
That. Don't do that. Or at least bring Taco Bell with it too. Like the cat, Taco Bell is in there.
There you go.
Crunchwrap.
So if the zombie apocalypse happens.
No, I think we're past that, no?
We're meeting up and we're relying on Heath.
No, we were way past that.
I think
that.
We're way past that. We were talking about something else. I
forgot. Okay, and we're back. I don't know what the last thing you guys were heard was, but camera turned off, so we're just going to
joke. What were we talking about?
I don't know. They're going to know. We're not going to know. Wow, we really are stupid.
What were we talking
about?
We're
going to
look like idiots because it's going to go from whatever we were talking about.
We were talking about the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, but there was something. We had a specific.
Guys, we just took like a 15-minute break because these guys don't know how to run a podcast.
You know what? It's our second time. We had a lot of technical difficulties with Unfiltered.
In the beginning.
This is
how
the beginning.
How long is this? No, it's not. You
for
guys have
video?
Been running for months.
For video. This is our second video.
It's like a YouTube video. It's not hard.
It's Matt's second YouTube video.
That's true. You gotta give him that.
Okay. Well,
Zane, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a hoot and a half.
Yes, it has.
Did you have a good time?
I think I did.
How do you think this went?
I think it went smoothly. I hope we have enough.
We definitely do.
We do.
Okay, good. As long as you guys think we do, then I'm good.
I mean, if you want to come back for more content, we'd love to have you
anytime.
That's
fine. I'm right down the hall. So whenever you guys need me, I'm here in a jiff.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
No, there's nothing to plug right now. I have nothing to plug.
Well, this is not going to be out for 2 weeks, so Unfiltered should be up by then.
Oh, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Nope, nothing to plug. Nothing to plug. We have a podcast, Zane Heath Unfiltered,
All right,
obviously.
That's enough. Thank you guys so much for coming, Zane. I love you, buddy.
Thanks, Zane.
You're the best.
No problem. Thank you guys for having
Bye,
me.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.